The last time Wisconsin needed a new area code, the state's Public Service Commission used what's called a geographic split. A zone in southeastern Wisconsin was assigned the 262 code. But commissioners say the tide is turning against that because businesses have to pay for new stationery and signage. Plus, people get sentimental about their phone numbers and don't like to change. That's why the three members of the PSC decided to go with an overlay. Chairman Eric Callisto says 10-digit dialing is the wave of the future.
Other parts of the country have followed this route with success, and I'm confident that Wisconsin will as well.
With an overlay, people getting new phone numbers will be assigned a yet-to-be-determined 3-digit area code. People who already have phone numbers will get to keep them, but everyone will eventually have to dial old and new codes. Confused yet? That's why the PSC is requiring service providers to launch customer education programs. The commission got 250 public comments on the issue, and most favored a geographic split, as long as they got to keep their old numbers. Callisto said some commenters suggested assigning a new code to non-voice lines like fax machines or credit card swipers.
However, the FCC has indicated that this type of use for area codes is not permitted, as it leads to discrimination between technologies.
The change is needed because Northern and Central Wisconsin's 715 code will be exhausted in 2011. 920 in northeastern Wisconsin could run out of numbers in 2012. New numbers will be issued beginning in about 2 years. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.